Programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Morgan Stanley's third quarter net income nearly doubled, helped by strength in its industrial securities and wealth management divisions. The investment bank earned $1.71 billion, up from $889 million in the same period a year ago. This morning, USDA reported its latest export sales for the week ending October the 9th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 16.7, next year 1.5. Corn this year, 75.7, next year 20.1. Soybeans this year, 30.4, and next year 0.2. For shipments, corn this week, 35.5. Last week was 38.5. For soybeans, shipments this week, 56.2. And last week, 35.7. Also this morning, private exporters reporting the USDA export sales of 126,000 metric tons of corn to unknown destinations that during the 2014-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,197 is up 182 points. The NASDAQ 3787 up 46. The S&P 500 1872 is up 22 points. Join us November 24th for our first ever WILL Egg Farm Assets Conference at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. Our on-air analysts will be all there talking about corn, soybeans, and cash grain marketing. And we've lined up experts from the U of I College of ACES to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC-PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions in the Midwest are still expected to be almost ideal as we move forward through this next full week to maybe 10 days. A very limited amount of rainfall is expected to occur, and the majority of that which does occur will be brief and light, and any disruption to farming activity is expected to have only a minor impact on the bottom line. There will be some showers that will move across a part of the Great Lakes region this weekend, but most of that is going to be mostly insignificant, and the impact, again, is not going to be anything that farmers will complain too much about. We do still need to see some better drying conditions in a few of those areas, and they'll get it eventually, but there'll be some other disturbances that will come and go as well. The lower Midwest and the eastern parts of the Midwest will encounter some rainfall Sunday into Monday. The precipitation that occurs in those areas is also going to be brief and light, and the disruption to farming activity probably won't last more than a few hours in most cases. Everybody else will see dry conditions through a big part of the next 7 days. There will be a few showers that will show up in the U.S. plains as we get into the second half of next week, maybe as early as midweek, but I don't think that precipitation is going to be very healthy either. The biggest issue for the weekend is going to be a tropical disturbance that may form across parts of the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. That disturbance may eventually turn into a viable tropical system and will move eastward across the Gulf of Mexico as we move through the early to middle part of next week. Florida, at the moment, is most vulnerable to the system, according to the latest model data, but that doesn't necessarily mean it is for sure going to take place. We'll need to watch closely. Right now, some of the model data suggests at least a tropical storm may evolve, but again, these models are not that great, and we need to continue to monitor it. Florida's citrus and sugarcane would be vulnerable if the storm system were to verify as suggested in today's forecast model data. In the meantime, back in the Midwest, our temperatures over this next week are certainly going to be seasonable. We'll look for high temperatures this afternoon, running from the 50s and 60s across a big part of the region. There will be some 70-degree readings from southern portions of Missouri into parts of the Ohio River Valley and Kentucky. And we'll look for the temperatures to be a little bit cooler tomorrow, with highs mostly in the 50s and lower 60s across the region. There may even be some 40-degree highs in the Great Lakes region because of the cloud cover and showers that will be occurring there. And then as we move on out towards the late weekend, we'll start to warm back up a little bit. 50s and 60s will still be the rule on Sunday, except near and west of the Missouri River. We'll see some 70-degree temperatures. And then a little bit later on into next week, we'll likely see a similar range of temperatures dominating. The low temperatures at night are still expected to slip back into the 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest most often. The southern areas will probably see temperatures more in the 40s and lower 50s occasionally. And it looks like the bottom line is still going to be very favorable for wheat establishment across the region. Down in South America, there's still a considerable amount of interest there in the marketplace today, and it looks as though a continuation of harsh weather will occur through the weekend. Then early to midweek next week, we'll see at least some showers beginning to evolve that will offer some very brief relief, but the temperatures will stay hot and whatever precipitation occurs will be lost to evaporation. It's really not until the latter part of next week and on into the last week of October that we'll see a more meaningful amount of rainfall across Brazil crop areas, and that should translate into a better environment for the future planting of corn and soybeans, as well as cotton and rice and a few other crops that are produced across the region. There will be some improvement in sugar cane and citrus, as well as coffee trees as well, but this will be a slow process and probably be more in the heart of November before we see completely normal weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 605 unchanged. Soft December, 517 and a quarter, up a quarter. December corn, 347 and a half, down 4 3/4. March, 360 and a half, down 4 3/4. May, 369 and a quarter, down 5. July, 376 and 3/4, down 4 3/4. November soybeans, 957 and 3/4, now 58, down 8 and a half. January, 966 and a quarter, down 8. March, 974, down 7 3/4. July, 989, down 7 3/4. December soybean meal, 330.10, down 4.50. December soybean oil, 32.23, down 13. October live cattle, 165.07 and a half, down 17 and a half. October feeders, 239.25, down 95. And December lean hogs are 91.22 and a half, and they're up 90. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Market softly down, I suspect, on weather this morning and better prospects for harvesting. But the weekly charts, if we could get back to neutral or a little bit higher, actually look pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what a week here, especially when you look at the financial side of things. I mean, I go back to just looking at this. If you're put in the dictionary, probably a definition of a nervous market, this would probably be it, with this Ebola thing and that. And I think we've seen a lot of money flow into the market here this week from the commodity side of things. And we've seen that the funds have, you know, sold the livestock and bought the grains pretty much. Now, you know, if you didn't just kind of step back away from that for a minute and look at, you know, what that means overall from the standpoint of commodities, I'm not sure it's, you know, it's a good thing. I think the money flow's kind of hidden maybe some of the concerns, but we'll see what happens here. I think I would expect today to be a little bit weaker as we go into the weekend. We do have some clear weather and probably see a little pre-hedging, you know, this afternoon going into the close.
Are we carving out a sideways trading range, or do you think that the October lows are going to be invaded at some point?
I guess I think we still have that possibility to get down and test those lows, but for the time being, I think we got to get, you know, we got to get the harvest going again. I mean, we had about 75 to 80% of the harvested area, you know, was stopped here this week. So I think that's going to be the real key as we move in the next week is, are we actually seeing some guys get going again, and, you know, are we starting to see the market move in? And more importantly, with the higher levels that we have, are we seeing some sales? So far, the limited number of harvests that we've had this week, we have probably seen a little bit higher volume of sales.
Do you think hedge pressure will pick up next week, or will the harvest be more orderly?
I guess I think we'll see some hedge pressure pick up, but there's always kind of a lag there, too, because, you know, an elevator farmer delivers. He's usually got some period of time before he has to make a decision. But I think we'll see a pickup. I mean, pickup from what we had this week for sure. And the real key is going to be, you know, what happens in these outside markets, and are things going to settle down? I mean, I was looking at the NASDAQ today. I think we got about 200-point range this week, and, you know, the bonds are, you know, 148 to 141. So, I mean, it's just been a crazy week in the financial side of things.
Yep, dollar, treasuries, yeah. The list goes on. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. December corn, 347 and a quarter down 5. November soybeans, 956 and a half down 10. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.